We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Like you can, it feels like it's going to be a bright day.
But not a warm one, I'll tell you that. But it's going to be a nice weekend. 60 degrees all weekend. That's 60 comfortable. Something, upper 60s.
See, that's nice because then you're not like sweating too much. You can still be outside and enjoy yourself, you know?
Yeah, just kind of wear a hoodie. That's my thing. I'm wearing a hoodie right now.
It's not that cold. It feels good to me.
No, it's definitely hoodie weather. 60 degrees is when you're on vacation and it's 60 at night, mm-hmm. You're wearing a hoodie because like you want a hoodie and some shorts.
You got it all figured out.
Actually, hoodie is every weather for me. It could be 90 and I put on a hoodie and people be like, what are you doing? I'm like, it's comfortable. I'm warm in there. Do you have a go-to outfit, Nina?
Like for...
Let's say you're at home and you're leaving your house and you're wearing, you know, shorts and a t-shirt, but you need to change.
My go-to outfit probably is just a pair of jeans and like a white tank top or like a black tank top. Usually that's kind of my go-to, like okay. In this type of weather, but not like... I don't know. So no, I guess my answer is no. No, I don't, Gabe, as I'm trying to go through my closet right now thinking about it. No, I actually feel like I don't have anything to wear right now. So
okay. Well, you obviously didn't wear anything special yesterday.
No.
What'd you do?
No, I didn't. I spent some time out on my patio yesterday just like riding and feeling the breeze. It was pretty windy, actually. Mm. So I did that. And then, I did that. I wish I could tell you something really cool. Wow. This is actually the part of the day that gives me a little bit of anxiety because I wish I could tell you I did something awesome. I was messaging with a lot of you guys yesterday on Instagram and I was writing. So that is what I was doing. Cool, right?
Social media takes up a lot of people's days. They don't realize that.
Well, to me, you guys were my friends last night. I was hanging out with you guys. Like that was nice. So
I believe it.
By myself. So
shout out to all your friends.
Shout out to all of them. Thank you so
much. Don't ever complain about not having friends.
No. At Nina on the air. We are friends.
Yesterday, at 7:05, we do the baby daddy check-in, and you get two dad jokes and a baby update. So I'll tell you what happened yesterday. I was with the baby for almost 5 hours by myself.
Ooh.
So I'll tell you guys about why and what was going on with dad at 7:05. But outside of that, I had my backyard is just made well for social distancing. So I had a couple of people come over yesterday, and they were there for... And that's the other thing. Hangout sessions, now that you have a child, are literally... a third of what they once were. Like, so if you hang out, if you were hanging out for 6 hours, you're not hanging out for 2 hours. If you were hanging out for 3 hours, you're not hanging out for 1 hour. If you were hanging out for an hour, it's just a 20-minute hangout session.
It's like you're in and you're out.
So yesterday, they were there for about an hour and 20 minutes.
Okay.
When do you ever, think about that. When do you ever go to somebody's house and hang out for an hour and 20 minutes?
Like never. Maybe like if you take a lunch break together and you have to go back to work,
thank you.
It's like an hour. But other than that, never.
And that's how my friends are now. They understand that is what goes on. But outside of that, didn't do anything yesterday. I just was ready for the weekend.
Yeah, you've been saying that since Monday.
Hey, wait, what day is it today?
It's Friday. You earned it.
We are going to make sure that your Friday is an enjoyable one. So when we come back, some pop culture and entertainment news right here on B96.
Drake and Bad Bunny right there on B96 with Gabe and Nina. Speaking of Drake, did you hear that he's getting ready to collaborate with Nike? I guess it's finally happening. And the rumor is they're going to come out with a line of like Air Force Ones. Like Air Force One OVO collaboration next year. And then in spring of next year, his own clothing line with Nike.
I'm not going to buy those Air Force Ones because Nike just put out a statement that they're discontinuing the Puerto Rico Air Force Ones.
Why?
So they're discontinuing them, you know, because they would come out every June. They'd have like some variation of either an Air Max or Air Force One to coincide with the Puerto Rican parade in New York and Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I'll tell you why they discontinued. Because the Air Force, as a Puerto Rican male, I can tell you, Air Force was ugly. The ones that they would make. Uh-huh. It'd be like, bro, why can't you just make something like nicer?
Like a cool one. Maybe Drake will. Maybe
I think the
make
problem
it.
Is that the Puerto Rican flag colors are red, white, and blue. So you know how, like, if you see something that's like more American, it looks American. So you're just like, ah, who's wearing American flag gym shoes?
I don't know. You could, though.
But nobody is. And that's my point. See?
Maybe Drake will come up with something special, or maybe Bad Bunny will do a collaboration soon, too.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, they're looking into it. Artists are really making their way into fashion, which is no surprise. Big news that came yesterday was Kelly Clarkson filed for divorce after being married for 7 years to her man, Brandon Blackstock. And I guess the reason, I mean, it's a surprise to fans, but it's also a surprise to a bunch of her friends because seemingly they were just a very, very happy couple. And I guess she filed 2 weeks ago.
Just a reminder that, you know, whatever people see in on Instagram or on a TV show isn't necessarily what happens behind closed doors. No couple is the same behind closed doors as they are in the public.
Yeah.
Not one.
I'm sure. And then I wonder if like the quarantine played a role at all to push them to another edge, because they've been out in Montana on a ranch, which, you know, is probably humongous. Yeah. So they have space, but who knows? Boiling points.
It's tough, man. Relationships are tough, guys. Sometimes I don't even know what to say to that one. That one to mess you up, because you think Kelly Clarkson is such a good person.
Sure.
So you're wondering, like, what was the reason for the divorce?
Right, and it feels so sudden, but none of our business, and like you said,
I'm sure
we
it's
don't
not
know.
Sudden. I'm sure that was happening over some years, but you say to yourself, like, Kelly Clarkson? She seems funny, nice. Is she a B? Is he a B? Was he a D? Did he cheat on her with some P? I don't know.
What letter else could it be? But we'll see. She's very open, so I'm sure she'll discuss it at some point on her show.
Okay, Jason Derulo. His whole TikTok thing is getting absolutely crazy. He celebrated 22 million followers on TikTok.
Wow.
By doing something absolutely ridiculous, trying to eat a particular something.
Hey, thank y'all so much for 22 million. Order 22 burgers right now. I'm going to eat it within 2 hours.
Oh, jeez.
Let's get started. Nine down. I need a little break, man. I'm starting to feel crazy. Minute. All right, we back from the break. Got 13 left to go. We can do it.
He ended up doing 20. 20 burgers.
That's a lot of meat.
But my thing is this, right? Like, if I go get 22 burgers and I go eat and I try to eat them and try to go viral, like my mom and my sister would watch it. That's it.
I don't know.
Nicole wouldn't even watch it. She'd be like, "What are you? This stupid baby's crying. Come over here."
You want to try?
No, I can try. How many burgers do you think you can get through?
I was just actually thinking that. I don't think I could get through more than two.
You could get more. I've seen you eat. You can get through more than two.
I would definitely try.
But I'm saying you could do it.
I think so?
I think you can get in the 4 to 5 range.
Whoa, you really have good, strong beliefs in me when it comes to burgers.
No, I've seen you eat. We go out to eat a lot. I know you could eat 4 or 5 burgers.
Like that last time we were at Fogo de Chão, smashing all of the meat.
Nina never put it on red. It was just green, 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 green the whole time.
It's true.
And then I had mine on red, and they come over and slice her plate, and they try to slice me. I'm like, no, I'm actually good.
But I kept going. Maybe I feel like that's going to be a challenge. Just kidding. Let's not do that.
You'd be crying. We'd both be crying over alcohol. That's the only way we could do that. 877-591-9696. That is the number that you need to call right now if you want to play TBT Throwback Trivia.
We're going to give you a little something about a song, a little something about a movie, and a little something about a TV show. And you just have to answer the questions so we can see how old school you really are.
Exactly. So the first one, these are tough ones today.
Okay, I'm excited.
I know. Usually I try to make them a little bit easy, but this one's a little bit tough.
Okay.
This 2002 Disney TV show followed a teenage girl tasked with fighting crime on a regular basis while coping with everyday issues commonly associated with adolescence. Now, mind you, it's a cartoon.
Oh.
This 2002 Disney cartoon.
Oh, shoot.
Okay. I know. It's a tough one.
This one's hard.
That's what I'm saying. How old school are you? 877-591-9696. We got that question and two more to find out with TBT, Throwback Trivia on B96.
She's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon in 2002 on Disney.
Okay.
And it has to do with my favorite girl in the world.
Do you know what it is?
Ashlyn, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Yes.
More importantly.
Happy Friday.
I know. All right. So the game is TBT. You're going to get questions about a TV show, a movie, and a song. We just got to see how old school you actually are. All right. Question number one has to do with a movie. In the 2002, in the 2002 hit movie, Catch Me If You Can, Tom Hanks is an FBI agent who is tasked with trying to catch mastermind criminal con man played by what famous actor that was also in the Titanic?
Ooh, who was it, Ashlyn?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes. Starting off strong.
Nice job. Question number two, your TV show. This 2002 Disney TV show followed a teenage girl tasked with fighting crime on a regular basis while coping with everyday issues commonly associated with adolescence.
This is killing me.
Yes, it is. Good job.
Wait, who's your favorite person in the world?
Christina Milian sings the theme song for that show.
That's my favorite. Good job.
Ashlyn, let's see if you're actually old school. The only way to be that way is to get all three correct, all right? So here's your third and final question regarding music. In this 2002 smash hit, Thousand Miles, we've all sang the infamous lyrics, making my way downtown, walking fast, faces passing, I'm homebound.
Who is it? Who sings that song, Ashlyn?
Oh my God. Vanessa.
Yes.
Halfway there.
Keep going.
Carlton.
Yeah! And it goes like this. Go, Ashlyn. You old school. Go, Ashlyn. You old school, Ashlyn. Hey.
I love it.
All right. Ashlyn.
Great job.
Where are you headed to right now, Ashlyn?
I'm actually heading to the gym.
Okay.
You walk into that gym with a pep in your step, and you be like, you know how old school I am.
Ashlyn's playlist is going to be a hip-hop barbecue today.
It definitely is now with my fruit smoothie. I'm like, this can't go any better.
Ashlyn, you want to give a shout-out to anybody?
My boyfriend, Tyler, and our daughter, Kira.
Oh, I love it.
Cute.
All right, Ashlyn, have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks. You guys, too.
Gabe and Nina, this is B96, Chicago's New Hit Music. And you hear the music in the background.
You know what it means.
It's time for First World Friday, all right, guys? So the phone number's open. Phone lines are open. 877-591-9696. And this is pretty much where we complain about our privileged lives.
Yeah.
Not like white privilege, but
just
us as Americans, everybody, we have running water. We should be appreciative of that. So I'm going to go first on my First World Friday.
Let's do it.
So I have a scooter. I was in the process of getting it fixed. Thank you. And I'm sitting there. They shout out to Motorworks. They come deliver it to my house day before yesterday. And I get it. And I mentioned this earlier, but I want to take it for a spin. So I get it out. I hit the stop sign. And I'm just trying to be funny. And I go to hit my little horn. The horn don't work. They broke the horn. They fixed my scooter. And broke my horn.
Yo, how are you not going to have a little beep beep everywhere you go?
You mean to tell me it took 60 days to get my scooter back from this place and then they actually broke something instead of fixing it?
You mean to tell me the scooter still goes even without your little beep beep?
You mean to tell me, Gabe, you own a scooter?
Yeah, that's a real one.
It's actually a cute one.
You know
people tell me all the time, they like when they see me riding my scooter, it looks like you're taking a poop.
Because you're like leaning back.
Because if you see anybody on a scooter, it's literally that. You're like on a toilet. You're just like sitting there, except your hands are forward holding on to the. Anyway.
That's perfect.
Anybody got a First World Friday over here?
I sure do.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so since the beginning of the pandemic, you know, my building has been so great and they've been bringing our packages to our door. Okay. So not everybody's all up in the mailroom. And so yesterday I get the email that says my package has been delivered. So I go and open my door.
Sure.
No package.
Okay.
What? Okay. So I wait another hour thinking maybe they just didn't bring it up yet. Go open my door. No package. I look over and there's a pile of packages in front of the elevator. And I was like, no. Could it be in that pile? Wait. I had to go dig through this pile of packages outside of the elevator to find my package.
I want to make fun of you, but I want to be like Nina.
Hey, we said it was
Nina,
a First World
Nina,
Friday. Like,
you
come
mean
on.
To tell me, Nina, your condo or your apartment that is right next to the elevator, you mean to tell me you had to step outside your house?
Yeah.
Literally steps outside your house?
I had to put on my little sandals.
You mean to tell me that this guy doesn't get paid enough to walk around to every single house and drop it off like he's Santa Claus? You mean
the joy of the package outside your door?
You mean to tell me the package isn't programmed to do flips down the hallway until it gets in front of your door? All right, 877-591-9696. What's your First World Friday problem? Did you not have packages dropped off in front of your house? Did you get your car fixed and they ruined your horn? 877-591-9696. First World Fridays. Up first, Nicholas, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right, what's your First World Friday problem?
Oh, man. Yesterday, I was mad at my wife because she drives a Tesla. I drive an Escalade. I still go to work every day. And she forgot to charge it, so I got stuck taking my car and had to pay for gas.
Wow.
Okay, this is the greatest. This might be the greatest one ever. Like, let's start off first with, you mean to tell me you got two cars? Let's start right there.
You mean to tell me you got a Tesla?
Right. You mean to tell me that you bought a Tesla assuming you never have to pay for gas and you actually had to go pay for gas?
Nicholas. You mean to tell me that
Elon Musk himself couldn't just hit you up with a little $20 debit card just in case for emergencies?
You mean to tell me there's no little extra battery with somebody that's like dancing with their feet just to get energy?
You mean to tell me that Elon Musk could program Teslas from his house to run an extra hour on battery, but he couldn't just hit up Nicholas and give you a little 20 minutes, little 20 twin, nothing like that? Oh,
when
man.
I got in the car, 97 miles, I was like, oh, this sucks.
Oh, my God.
Poor you. Had to drive the Escalade, Nicholas. I know. These are real first world problems, Nicholas. I appreciate you calling in, okay? Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Say hi to your wife.
And your Tesla. Hey, Tesla, how are you? Telephone tone. What you got for us?
All right, so I'll make it quick. Basically, the other day I get home from work, and if you know me, you know that I'm a Travis Scott fan.
Okay.
So I was one of the people that ordered his cereal boxes from Reese's Puffs.
Okay. You're a real fan.
It's a collectible. Okay. So I ordered one, and I get home, and I notice that we don't buy Reese's Puffs. I don't like the cereal.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
My girlfriend does. I get home. I guess she had nothing to eat, and I see a bowl, and I recognize one of the Reese's Puffs in there, and I didn't think much of it at the time. And then I walk towards the kitchen, and I see my box.
Open?
Was open.
Oh, no!
You mean to tell me your girlfriend don't love you?
I waited 3 weeks for the cereal game.
You mean to tell me Travis Scott can't just show up with another box for you? Here,
that'd be nice.
Here, telephone tone. How about I do this for you? Wait, where is it at? Wait, how about I do this for you?
Okay, wait.
To make you just feel a little bit better? Some Travis Scott music. Oh, that's messed up, man.
While you eat the rest of the cereal.
I know she's buying you another box of cereal, right?
They're sold out.
Oh, my God.
Do you mean to tell me you just broke up with your girlfriend? All right, guys, when we come back, more laughs, more fun, and get you off her wake up boards next. All right, it's our favorite song, Watermelon Sugar. It's going to be a nice weekend in the 60s, so you're definitely going to want to be outside. Nina, what do you got planned for this weekend?
You know, I don't have any plans. I plan to have no plans.
Haven't you been planning to have no plans this whole quarantine? So you should probably...
What am I supposed to do?
The city's open. Go to a patio for brunch. Go turn up with some mimosas or something.
Well, I definitely spent a lot of time on my patio, and then I heard that Randolph was opening up, and so that some of the restaurants were going to be expanding out there. So I might go walk over there. I live in the West Loop, so that's not far. I'm just still scared of people, so I'm easing back into real life.
Yeah, it was interesting. Definitely, as I was watching people walk around yesterday, less people had masks on.
See, that makes me nervous.
I know. They're just... Especially because that's supposed to be what stops you from spreading it,
right?
Well,
look, I love that the city is open and I love that we have more options, but if we're not careful, that's going to spike again. It's not gone.
I know.
So, you know.
Let's not bring everybody down.
But I will
let's
tell
go back
you,
to the weekend.
But I will tell you the good news is the people that I've been hanging out with, I hang out with three people.
Yeah.
And they all got tested and they're all negative. So that's really great for all antibodies and
You sound like a guy that has an STD and he's like, I'm sleeping with these three girls, and they got tested, so I'm good. I don't need a condom. It's like, no, you need to be sure and tested yourself. Anyway, it's going to be a good weekend. Make sure that you enjoy yourself. Be safe out there, whatever you do. I would even encourage you to get out and maybe push the boundary a little bit. You know, maybe go to a patio.
Are you going
to
do that?
Me? No, I got a kid.
True.
Can't do that. A little bit different. But if
can
I did.
Can I come see your kid?
Nah.
Oh, my God. I've been asking to come and see this kid since she was born.
We're working on it. It's just that, you know what it is? You guys are all going to want to hold the baby.
I don't want to
be disappointing you guys.
No. We understand that we can't. We just want to see her. Anyways. Right.
7:05, baby daddy check-in, two dad jokes, and an update on my child. I'll tell you what happened yesterday. But before we get to that, we got to play Wake Up Wars. All right? So today is Friday, and I need you to call in and be on Team Gabe.
We're
all
tied.
The fellas. Okay.
I just wanted to bring that up.
No, the fellas won yesterday.
Right. And then you won.
No, I was winning 2-1, and then +1, that's 3.
Oh.
You can't tie me.
Winner takes all.
All right. 877-591-9696. I need a fella, a strong, confident fella that despite the fact that we have the victory this week, still wants to put the smack down on the ladies.
And I need a lady that's ready to push it to the edge a little bit. Let's have some fun this Friday. 877-591-9696. We're playing Wake Up Wars next on B96.
Two dad jokes and a baby update. What up? It's Gabe and Nina. And it goes like this, Nina. A man walks into a bar with a slab of asphalt under his arm. And then he shouts, a beer, please, and one for the road.
All right. You had me at asphalt.
Oh, I'm sure. So the baby daddy check-in is yesterday for the first time. I had to watch my baby by myself for 5 hours.
How did it go?
You know what's funny? Nicole was like, so insulting. She's like, hey, are you going to be okay? Are you sure you're going to be okay? And I'm thinking to myself, babe, I watch this baby every single day with you. What are you talking about? The only thing you do that I don't do is feed this baby. I walk around with her for hours on hours.
She's just making sure.
And then she's like, because she's so sweet. And she's like, I understand how that could be offensive. She's so sweet. She's like the sweet. Nicole is the sweetest person in the world who really knows how to communicate and can admit. I'm trying to learn how to admit when I'm wrong too. Anyway, yeah. The point was, spent almost 5 hours with her straight and she was an absolute doll.
Oh, good.
Doll. I mean, doll. Una muñequita. So it was great. And it felt good to know that you could bond with your daughter. And the only thing I had to do was just give her to Nicole to feed.
What did you
get her back?
What were you doing those 5 hours? Like,
walking in circles around my first floor. It's just literally because once you stop moving, you could be like, okay, mommy, how are you? You doing good? And then you're like, oh, I want to grab my phone. And she's like,
and you're like, don't do it.
Bro, I just stopped for 1 second. But either way.
Well, that's good. You got your steps in.
All right. Second baby daddy check-in joke.
Let's go.
What happens if you don't pay your exorcist?
What?
You get repossessed. Nick on the north side. Good morning.
How's it going?
Angelica on the south side. Welcome to Wake Up Wars.
Thank you.
It is a beautiful Friday outside, and it's about to be ugly for the ladies because they're about to lose. And representing for Team Gabe, ready to get that victory, is Nick. Your first question is, who would you like to go first, you or Angelica?
She can go first.
Hey, thanks, Nick. Trying to break the tension a little bit with the ladies first. Angelica, you're about to get a female-centered question, a male-centered question, and a Chicagoland question. Whoever gets the most right will win today. Are you ready?
Yes.
Boo!
Hold on. No heckling.
Hiss.
Okay. Well, now we know we're playing dirty today, Angelica. Don't hold back anything. Your first female-centered question. This creamy cosmetic is lighter than foundation, but still evens out skin tone. For a fresh look, just apply this and go. Hint, this type of cream is two letters.
CC cream?
Second question. In the Nintendo game Mario Brothers, Mario's younger brother usually wears green and goes by what name?
Luigi.
And for the Chicagoland question, they might not play until July, but please don't forget about the baseball team in Rosemont. Their mascot is jokingly synonymous with Chicago. What is it?
Is it the Chicago hot dogs?
Yes, Angelica. Yes,
okay,
it
Angelica.
Is.
You so Chicago. I like it. All right, hang on 1 second. Nick.
Yeah.
All right, I'm hoping you had your coffee today. Oh,
she's two thumbs down.
It's working. I'm frazzled. Angelica got two questions correct today on Wake Up Wars.
Oh, that's tough.
It is tough, but you know what? I have faith in you. Well, not for this first question, but the last two. All right, this creamy cosmetic is lighter than foundation, but still evens out skin tone. For a fresh look, you just apply this and go. Here's a hint. This type of cream is two letters. What is the name of the cream? I never heard of it in my life. What were you going to say, though? I'm curious.
You said two letters. I was going to say primer, but that's not two letters.
Yeah, that's okay. Get these next two right to tie it up, all right? In the Nintendo game Mario Brothers, Mario's younger brother usually wears green and goes by what name?
Luigi.
And then your Chicagoland question for the tie. They might not play until July. But please don't forget about the baseball team in Rosemont. Their mascot is jokingly synonymous with Chicago. What is it?
Rosemont? I don't know that one.
No worries, Nick.
Angelica on the South Side.
Yes.
Clearly, Nina's better at heckling than I am.
Because you win.
Good job.
Yay. Congratulations.
The answers to the questions.
Good job. Good job.
The first one, it's BB cream. I'm wearing it right now.
Never heard of that in
BB
my life.
BB cream.
Question number two, you both got it right. It is Luigi. But I will say this. Did you guys know that that was his younger brother?
Actually, I didn't.
Yeah. See, I had to look that up.
I do love the Mario Brothers, though. And then the baseball team out in Rosemont, Nick. It's the hot dogs.
Yeah. No, okay. Yeah, no, that's tough.
But now you know, though, right? Yeah, that's the purpose of the Chicago land question.
Like you come from a big baseball family.
Ah. Hey, Nick, where are you headed to right now?
I'm just going to work out right now.
It doesn't sound like you took your pre-workout, though. You sound kind of, you might want to get get on that.
I woke up like a half hour ago.
Ah, okay.
I'm still kind of waking up.
Angelica, where are you on your way to right now?
I am headed into work. I'm a surgical coordinator, so I'm headed into work right now.
Hey, guys, you know what? Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing and choosing us to listen to on your way into wherever you're doing, all right?
Great job, Angelica.
Thanks. Take care.
Yeah.
Okay, we end the week with the ladies in control.
Isn't that every guy's life right there?
I don't know.
You do the most, but you got no control at the end.
Hey, congratulations. You did a great job, though. You guys did a good job this
Thank
week.
You. Nina got us all breakfast today, so I guess she...
I made it.
I'd rather you buy it.
What?
All right, when we
I
come
woke
back
up at 3:00.
I am getting scolded for what I did yesterday while I was driving in my car. And I feel like everybody's been talking about this. I'll tell you what I did in 6 minutes. Don't go anywhere. Currently 69 degrees in Chicago. It's going to stay right around there the entire day.
Not sun, though.
It's going to be 60 all weekend, too. So enjoy it, Chicago, while you can. Maybe you might be driving around the city. That's what I was doing yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized that I've seen people complain about it on the internet completely, on Facebook, on Twitter. And then I finally was the culprit.
What did you do?
I was driving with my mask on.
Okay. Dude, why?
Okay. Now, here's the thing, because the lines are open right now. All right. The phone number is 877-591-9696. And I would love for you to call up because here's the thing, Nina. Uh-huh. You go on social media and all you see here is people for the last month. Why are people driving around with masks on? You're so stupid. And I'm thinking to myself, why is everybody coming down so hard on the people that are driving around with masks on? So then when I find myself in the car, and then I have one and somebody says to me that you have your mask on, I'm like, why? And I'm thinking to myself, because I forgot. I just forgot. I had my mask on. I went in my car. I didn't take my mask off when I was driving and I had it on. Why are you coming down on me so hard?
I don't know. Coming down on you so hard, is it just comfortable for you? Because I find myself asking myself the same question too when I see people driving with their masks. I'm not like, you're so stupid, but I'm like, why are you not comfortable?
Okay.
Like, why are you not happy?
877. See, this is exactly my thing. 877-591-9696. Are you the person that's driving with your mask on? Because I want you to come talk to your boy, because I feel like I do the same thing and I've done it. And maybe you forgot it, or maybe you have another reason why.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or maybe you're the other type of person who has an issue with the people that do that. What is the big deal? Why are you so mad that people are driving around with their masks on?
I don't know. It's that I'm mad. It's just like, I know that feeling. It's like for a lot of females, right, when you get home, you take your bra off. It's the first thing you do. I would feel like the second I get in my car, the first thing I'm going to do is take my mask
off.
It's not.
B96, what's your name?
Becky.
Becky. All right. So are you the type of person that wears the mask in the car?
You're actually supposed to wear your mask in the car, because if you have your windows rolled down, that's like they say joggers and bicyclists, like when they're going past someone, you're breathing in air faster, like because you're running and you're going fast.
Okay.
So when you're in the car, you're actually supposed to wear your mask because you're breathing in the air faster because of the air that's circulating inside.
Okay. Now I'll tell you this. No one in the world has told me that reasoning. And all I see, okay, because Becky, you've seen it too, right? On Facebook, everybody being like, why is everybody wearing their mask?
Yeah. Well, if you have your windows rolled up, then of course you don't need to wear your mask. But that's the whole, like, you're supposed to be 6 feet apart if you're standing next to somebody, but you're supposed to actually be like 30 feet apart if you're jogging.
Right.
And then.
Okay.
I get all of that, but like, what if you're on the expressway? Like, there's nobody jogging out
Nina,
there. Like, I just don't understand.
Sometimes I have a feeling that a lot of these people just forget their masks. Like, they forget that they have it on. They go into the store, it becomes a part of their face, and then all of a sudden, they go into their car. I'm telling you.
You just keep going.
Melissa, good morning. How are you?
Okay. I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing great. So are you one of the people that complains about mask wearers in the car?
Oh, my God. I'm, like, cracking up right now because I feel so judgmental. Like, I
totally been guilty of judging people for wearing their masks in their car.
Because why don't they want to be happy, Melissa? Like, that's the thought that comes to my head.
Melissa.
Exactly. Like, life doesn't have to be so hard. It's hard enough. Take off your fucking mask in your car.
Oh, whoa, Melissa. Oh, wow. You can't curse on the radio.
But she definitely feels passionate about people wearing their masks in the car.
All right. The phone number is 877-591-9696. If you have an issue with people wearing their mask in the car, I would love to talk to you. Because I want to know why. Like, what? Why are you so upset about it? Or why are you, what is your issue with people wearing the mask in the car? Because people are just up in arms about it.
Well, I just don't understand why you're doing it.
Nina, because we forget.
I understand forgetting for a couple minutes, but don't you want to breathe?
Or maybe that's not the reason. 877-591-9696. Gabe and Nina, B96. Okay, I was driving in my car yesterday with my mask on, and everybody started giving me crap.
Because, like, why?
Like, and again, I think the simple reason is because you forget. I was somewhere, had my mask on. I'm doing things. I'm on my phone. I get in my car, start it up, start driving. I forgot to take it off. Simple as that.
So you don't notice you're breathing different?
No, I don't. Bri in Glenview, so you wear your mask in your car too, right?
I do. So the reason why I wear my mask is because I work in a salon and I'm dealing with people all day, every day. So it's kind of just a reminder for me not to touch my face.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. But if
go ahead.
But if
make
you
fun
wash
of Bri
your hands,
now.
Well, this is my question, Bri. Right. So if you get done at the end of the day, you wash your hands thoroughly, isn't the first thing you want to do when you get in your car rip that thing off?
No.
So yes and no, only because like it's still like I'm touching my clothing, I'm touching articles that I'm bringing from the salon into my car.
Okay.
And so I'm still touching things that haven't been sanitized.
Yeah.
So like when I get home, I like to, like, you know, go through everything, kind of wipe stuff down, sanitize myself.
There's germs
and...
everywhere, Nina.
I can appreciate this. She's being very thorough. This is different. You forgot you're not in a salon for 13 hours.
Bri, let's try to stop bullying in the Chicago. Bri, we're gonna stop bullying in the Chicagoland area.
This is not bullying.
Watch these calls. Thanks for the call, Bri.
Thanks, Bri. I'm glad you're so safe.
Leanne and Aurora, now you have a gavel and a robe because you judge people that wear masks when they're driving, right?
Tell them, Leanne.
Okay, well, Bri has a point. I'll give her that.
Right.
I'll give her...
Hold on. All of a sudden, Bri is like the shining example why it's okay.
Well, because Bri had a reason for it.
I did too, Leanne. I forgot my mask.
All right, take all reasons aside, Leanne.
No, you forgetting's insane, okay? So, like, I have to wear this mask all day at my shift, right? And then, like, it gets sweaty and gross, and it, like, sticks in your face, and you got all these germs just, like, chilling in your... like. On your skin.
Yeah.
I don't understand how people can forget that it's there.
Well, I think the reason is, Leanne, you just did a whole 12-hour shift. I didn't. I'm not wearing a mask right now. So when I go to Walgreens for 5 minutes to put my mask on and then I get back in my car, it's just a brand new mask still that I'm just sitting there. I'm getting defensive, guys.
I know. I just know myself, Leanne. I have to wear the mask just to leave the building. And I realize how lucky we are that, you know, we're not wearing it for 18 hours. But as soon as I get out of the building, I'm taking it off again.
Flora in Wooddale, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys? I love you. I listen to you every morning.
Oh,
Flora, do you love me, though? Do you love me? Because you're over here saying there's no
reason.
Right now,
Gabe, I don't love you. I don't love you right now.
So I'm one of the idiots that's wearing a mask in my car.
Yes. You know, I see it a lot, sadly, more than I thought I would ever see. But when I'm in a store and I put that mask on, I am, like, fidgeting. I hate it. And I can't wait to rip it off as soon as I'm halfway out the door. So I'm sorry, but you can't forget that's on your face.
You know what it is, Flora? You're a beautifully intelligent individual who has clear conscious thoughts, whereas I am a scatterbrain. So when I'm walking in my car, I am thinking about a million things. And the last thing I'm thinking about is taking off my mask. Thanks for the call, Flora.
Is it your dad brain? Your
no,
dad, the
it's
dadness?
Just Gabriel brain.
Fred
and Gurney, good morning.
Hey, how you doing? Congratulations on the baby, Gabe.
Fred, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And congratulations to you for being one of the proud people to wear their masks while driving.
Gabe needs you right
thank
now,
Thank you
Fred.
So much. I proudly wear it. Yeah, I was a state-licensed EMT in Illinois for 8 years. I know how bad cross-contamination can get. The mask isn't magical. It doesn't just kill the virus when it touches it. You're breathing. That's getting stuck on the outside of your mask. If you then come into your car, if you're not washing your hands in between every take-on and take-off, the germs that were on the outside of your mask, even though you put your mask down on your little hook or whatever, and now on your steering wheel, on your cell phone, just keep it on until you get home. Stay clean. Stay safe.
Fred, you know what? It's one thing for an idiot radio personality to come on and say, hey, I wear my thing. But when an articulate, wonderful, intelligent man like Fred comes on, it sounds a little bit better.
I mean, I get that, Fred. I do hear you, but what about hand sanitizer?
Fred, I can't deal with this.
What about
Fred comes on,
sure,
says something beautiful. Fred, I understand that. Who was the other girl? Bree? You know what? You're smart, Bree. Gabe, you're an idiot.
But you're just not doing what they're doing. Just get that hand sanitizer, put it all over yourself.
That sounds dirty.
Well.
Tanya. All right. So are you judging me or are you just like me?
I'm judging you. Yeah. So, and the thing is, I talk about it and my daughter, she starts judging too.
Oh.
So I, like, sometimes I'm in my driveway and I see, like, the parent riding his bicycle, no mask on, and the poor child following his dad and he has the mask on. You know, you're just breathing in your own carbon dioxide. You're going to get lightheaded.
I don't know. There's some oxygen in there too.
So you need to stop it. Like, if you're not going to, if you have that 6 feet distance, there is no need for the mask. And if you're going to take it off your face, just make sure you have hand sanitizer in your car, which I do. And then just put it on your hands and take that.
I do have hand sanitizer, but I literally have like four little small ones in my hand.
That's great. That's all you
but
need.
Guys, I'm driving, both hands on the wheel. I don't have an opportunity.
Actually,
to
she brings up a
hands,
good point. There is a story about a guy who passed out because he had a mask on while he was driving.
He's an idiot.
apparently,
I am too, though. All right. Hey, the point is, don't be judgy out there, okay? Especially when you see. I'm going to cry. The last thing you expect to see is a cop doing some breakdancing moves in the middle of a protest.
When it happens.
But why did Officer Gutierrez get down with his bad self? We'll find out in 3 minutes on
B96. The dancing cop, Officer Gutierrez. Welcome to the show.
I bet you he hates being
called. Good
morning. So is that your new name around the office or what? Everybody.
You know what? It changes every day.
Oh, I love that. If you haven't seen the video or seen the story that's gone viral, there was a peaceful protest in Elgin, and there was an officer that jumped right in the middle and started breakdancing and showing his moves.
Now, Officer Gutierrez, let me ask you this. First and foremost, why did you join the police force?
I joined it because that's actually what I wanted to be since I was a little kid. I joined the military as well. I'm a veteran for 6 years, and then when I got out, I joined the force.
Well, first of all, I appreciate you for your service.
Yeah.
And then I love that story. I mean, because that's what you want, right? Mm-hmm. Someone that's wanted to be that forever because that's what they wanted to do. Now, obviously, tense situation in the entire country. You're sitting there. You see. Explain to us, like, what happened and how you just jumped into that circle and started breakdancing.
All right. So basically, I was at the station actually watching the protest via Facebook Live. And then I saw they started a circle, like a dance-off thing. And I got a little excited, to be honest with you. I was like, oh, man. Well, what's funny is that at the same time, my commander, who was over there at the protest, he calls me. He's like, hey, they got a dance over here, man. You got to come and back me up. I'm like,
awesome.
Okay.
Hold on, Officer Gutierrez. Usually it's like, we need backup. There's a robbery in progress. And this time it was, we need backup. There's a dance-off in progress.
That's exactly, like... exactly. There was two individuals there that they were challenging him, and he's like, you need to come back to me up. I'm like, cool.
Oh, there's two suspects. They're killing it right now. Okay.
I was not actually expecting, you know, the crowd to be that huge and everything. And
of course.
So the music started playing, and the guy saw me, and, oh, here you go. So I, you know, I hit the adrenaline rush, kind of rushing in, and the crowd kind of cheering. I'm like, man, this is it, you know.
That's great. On the line, we got Officer Gutierrez from the Elgin Police Department. And let me ask you this. I mean, obviously the crowd's there. They're seeing a cop go in the middle doing some breakdancing. What was the reaction of the crowd in that moment?
They were cheering. They were happy. They were in the moment. I tell people, I was just living the moment. You know, I was enjoying the community, enjoying the people around me.
I love it.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Just dancing music brings everybody together, and to be able to see that positivity. Did you have a chance to have any, you know, powerful conversations after that? The ice was broken. You're all dancing in a dance circle together. Did you have a chance to get out and talk to the people?
Yes, I was. Yeah, I stuck around for a while, and you know, I just talked to people and letting them know that I was a resident in Elgin too, and I grew up here in Elgin, and so they felt that. They found that interesting that I was just, you know,
one of them.
One of them, exactly. One of the part of the community. I wanted to make the community better, and I hear them. You know, the police department hears them, And they were just happy.
I got to be honest. I mean, the reason why we wanted to have you on the show, right, is because of that very reason. Mm. We think it's important to highlight the fact that, listen, cops that are working out there, they're from the community. They're just like you. And then they want to have fun and really just engage the community the way that you just did. So I love that. And Officer Gutierrez, before we get you out of here, I would like to know personally, like, what message do you have for Chicago in the midst of all this?
You know, I would say stay united, stay on it. And I know there's change coming. And just, you know, support the community and love the community and do not destroy it.
I love it. I love it. Don't destroy the community. Be united and know the change is coming.
And Officer Gutierrez is out there doing that, practicing what he preaches. Thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate you joining the show.
You.
And then now we're going to play Despacito so that way you could dance.
Go dance.
There you go. Yeah.
Nina's stomach is growling loudly.
Because I need some avocados. Avocados make everything taste better. We need some suggestions. What should we be eating avocados with? 877-591-9696. We'll talk to you next on B96. Because they do.
If you missed last week.
Usually they do.
What?
Make everything taste better.
They didn't last week.
They didn't.
We had avocados and watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
Avocados and watermelon. That was terrible.
I don't think it was terrible, but watermelon and avocado. The avocado just makes it a little mushy, and you need the refreshing kick of a watermelon.
If you missed it, you can check it out online right now at B96 on Facebook. We put up all our videos up there, actually.
Yeah, you can go back and reminisce on all the good times when we ate it with peanut butter.
You know, I was thinking about it. You know, the only time we've eaten, or the last time we ate something that was nasty was the first time we ever did this.
The liverwurst?
The liver, exactly. Yeah. The liverwurst. And then I thought to myself, well, why don't we do something nasty to see if it can make avocado can make it taste better?
Why?
I mean, I have to eat it too.
I know, but no weird meat, and I'll try something nasty. Like what?
I'm not going to say. I got dirty jokes and nasty jokes, but I'm not going to do it. But my thing is, we do need some suggestions. But enough of the watermelon and the cheesecake and the things that are delicious.
Those are delicious things.
Let's get some suggestions on things that are maybe not necessarily the greatest. And then that way, what about like sardines?
Oh my God, I was thinking sardines.
Are those the little fish?
Yeah.
I'm straight on those.
I don't want to eat a
sardine. Hard pass on a sardine. All right, something along those lines.
Though. Okay, but that is palatable though.
Or not. We'll take all the suggestions. How about that? And then we'll decide.
Okay.
All right. So hit us up on social media at Nina on the Air, at Chicago _ Gabe on Instagram. Or you can even go to B96 Chicago.
I just laughed at the thought of you taking a little bite of a sardine. Oh, it's so gross.
Are you going to eat the eyes?
No. Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.